Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. I'm back. I am back. We just give the Lord praise this morning. We have just a few minutes to give you a little inspiration. I hope to be back on more regular, and I will definitely have guests. So we're looking forward to you tuning in. I am Pastor Dr. Cassandra Valentine Davis of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries here in the state of South Carolina. And we do greet you in the name of Jesus. This show is designed for those who are bathed in Christ, not saved, seeking, need a closer walk. This is our salvation call. This is our deliverance call. There will be times when we will go to a general topic, but today, because everyone's waiting for something because of the situations that's going on in the world and even right in our next door, in our neighbor, in our house, in our community, we need to know what to do when we're waiting. Many of us are on that waiting list for something. There's something that we want to come to pass, and we're not understanding why, and we get weary. We get weary in well-doing, but we got to learn how not to faint. But let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come now saying thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you right now for being able to bring this broadcast to your people. God, may it strengthen and encourage and motivate someone that they will get a better understanding of what you intend for us to do when things aren't always like we want it to be. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. We're just going to say that we're talking about wait, don't faith, don't faint, faith it until it comes to pass. Some will say fake it until it comes to pass, or fake it until we make it. But today I want to change it a little bit. We got to faith it until it comes to pass, because without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. And pleasing the Lord should be our number one goal, our number one priority, to please him. If God is pleased and we have lifted him up, then he is going to lift us up. So today we want to understand that it's our faith that will bring these things to pass. Now we see that the scripture says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And that's Galatians 6 and 9. It says, if we do not faint, if we do not faint. And many times things come upon us and it's so overwhelming until it feels like I'm just going to give up. I'm fainting in this. I can't stand it. I'm not going to be able to make it. I just give up on my dreams. I give up on my desires. I give up on other people. I even give up on God. That's what some people are going through at this very moment. If it's not you, understand there's someone who's giving up every, I don't even know the statistics, but I can tell you, I'm sure that there's someone giving up on all these things every 5 minutes, every 1 minute. It's too many giving up, and we don't see what the Lord has for us. Well, we see that we're in good company, actually, if we do wait. Even if the waiting doesn't produce anything in our minds, if we have asked the Lord, because the Bible says that anything that we ask him, we have to believe that it's already happened. We have to believe that it's going to come to pass. Yes, we go back to God and we go back and back and back and say, Lord, I don't see it yet. But you continue to know that the first time you mentioned it to him, he had already heard you. That's also scripture. He already heard you before you opened your mouth to say it. Even if you don't open your mouth, he still already knows. But we do pray. We pray without ceasing. We still have to pray. God may know it, but he wants your words to take action. Your faith, as they say, has to take feet. And when your faith takes feet and wings and just flies up to God, and he sees that your faith is what you're standing on, no matter what it's looking like, you're still believing and you're still receiving the blessings for the fact that you know that these things are going to come to pass. But if we go back in history in the Bible, we see that there were many great people of God who had to wait. And I guess you're saying, well, what does that have to do with me? It has everything to do with you, because if they had to wait and they were successful in what God gave them, even when they might have tried to be weary, even when they felt faint, if they held on, you will see that they made it. So I have a few examples for you, such as Abraham. Abraham was the father of many nations. God promised Abraham he would be the father of many nations, but he didn't even have children at that time. So he's looking like, okay, how am I going to be the father of many nations and I don't have a child? But the promise was given. You got to remember, God promises us some things. He promises through his word in the Bible, and he promises it us as he speaks to us. He may speak to you a different way than he speaks to someone else, but he is speaking. He spoke to Abraham and Sarah and promised them that they would have a child. Even though Sarah took it upon herself to use her handmaiden Hagar to produce a child with her husband Abraham, she still had to wait. She had to wait for this child to come to pass, and little did she know that she almost missed out on the blessing, the promised child. So don't you go around using a Hagar when you know God has promised you something. You wait, and you wait in faith. Do not take it upon yourself. Wait. Do not you. Listen, you can't even handle it yourself. The magnitude of what God is giving you, you can't see it. You can't touch it. You just have to believe it. So we know if you know the story. If not, it is in the book of Genesis, because I'm gearing this towards those who may be bathed in Christ. So you can find this in the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter, the 15th chapter, the 17th chapter, 18th, and so forth. Read it for yourself, how Abraham and Sarah waited, and what they really wanted came to pass. Even though it wasn't trouble-free, it happened. They had to have faith. Joseph, from pit to prison to palace. Joseph had that little multicolored coat, and his brothers were so jealous of him that he just got thrown around. He just got his brothers did everything against him, and they threw him in the pit. I know sometimes you feel like someone has thrown you in the pit. Believe me, you're coming out, glory to God. You're coming out of that pit, but you have to wait a while. You have to endure some things. You have to build your faith, and you have to build your trust. You have to pray. Joseph's brothers sold him as a slave. And this is in the book of Genesis as well, Genesis 37, chapter 27, 28 verses, and there are other verses within those as well, but that's the foundation of where it is. He didn't understand what was happening. He trusted God to work out his plan in his time. He waited patiently in each situation he was in. He waited for God to fulfill his promise. He waited for God to fulfill his promise. So you see, these are two examples of those who waited and waited in faith. Joseph had to go through a lot of things, but he waited. I'm sure he didn't wait with a smile on his face every day, but the point being, he never gave up. Do not give up. God lifted Joseph up in power. Once he got through all of this, because Joseph was a dreamer, he could interpret dreams, he saw dreams, he was able to help some people along the way. And when he helped them, he asked them to remember him to Pharaoh, and one forgot, but he finally remembered Joseph, and that's how he got out the prison. You're coming out of your prison. whatever you're in, you're coming out of it. It may seem like you're stuck. It may seem like you've done all that you could, and you've prayed, and you've asked God, and you still feel stuck. Well, on a personal level, that some of that is between you and God, because you're dealing with some things that God has said, either let go, do something, do not do something. There's some instructions that God has given you. So don't act like God hadn't said it to you. You know what it is. So when you obey him, when you obey the Lord, you will find that, oh, your blessings are going to keep coming. But you can't walk in obedience, and that's for another time. You can't walk in disobedience and expect things to happen. If you're walking in disobedience, then this message is still for you. The reason is for you because if you're walking in disobedience, but yet you're still thinking that these things are going to come to pass, that's a little something that you have to check on for yourself. So remember, you got to be obedient. You got to walk with the Lord and not against him. You got to walk with the Lord. We're going to take a look at Job. Job was the man of patience. No matter what was thrown to on Job, he still had patience. He did cry out sometimes, you know, why was I even born? But yet in the meantime, he still held on. Sometimes you're going to cry out and say, God, what is my purpose? Why I can't get this breakthrough? Why I can't be delivered? Why I can't be healed? But if you remember to still, in the midst of what you're going through, you got to get to that place. How do you get to that place? That's also another teaching. You got to get to the place where everything can be falling down on the side of you. You got to remember what the Bible says in Psalm 91. That's a good place to start. Read Psalm 91. Read that and understand. If you believe in that psalm, if you meditate on that psalm, you will understand that there's some great things that God has promised you in that particular psalm as well as many others. But back to Job. Job lost everything he had, but he held on. Finally, his breakthrough came, and God gave him twice as much as he had before. He waited. He had to wait. And sometimes our waiting is not by our choice. A lot of times our waiting is not by choice, because if it was left up to us in this microwave society that we live in, we'd have everything yesterday, today, right now, this minute. We wouldn't wait for a thing, but God is not like that. God has to take his time, because if he gives you everything that you want at any particular moment, then you would have nothing to go to him for. You'd have nothing to praise him for. You would always be like a spoiled child just thinking that you can have your way. Doesn't work that way. Unfortunately, it does not work that way. It works out for your good, because the Bible declares that all things work for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So all things, just remember, the all things are going to work out for your good. So if you have not received what you've been asking for, remember, it's working out for your good. If you believe what you have asked for, if you have left it with the Lord and not taken it back, if you have given your all in all, it's working for your good. It is working for your good. And one more is Simeon. Simeon was an older man who waited. He said his life would be complete only if he got to see the Messiah, Jesus, be born. So Simeon got his promise fulfilled. Glory to God. But I'm almost out of time, but I just pray that something that was said bless your soul. And if there's any other topic that you would like for me to bring, just let me know. And if you would like to be a guest on the show, then I ask that you contact me on Facebook or leave me a message, say something on my timeline, whatever you have to do to get to me, to let me know you are ready to talk about some things. You're ready to share your testimony or be a part of a panel discussion. We're waiting for your answer, and we ask that the Lord bless you in a mighty special way. And remember, faith it until it comes to pass. Don't fake it. Give it the faith until it comes to pass. But we thank you for listening to this broadcast. Please tag it. tag and share and invite people to listen. We don't always have to have our face shown to bring a message, so that's why I chose Blog Talk Radio to bring some of these messages to you. So we just bless the Lord for you, and God bless you, and remember, Jesus is Lord. He's your all in all. He is Lord. He is Lord.